With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Take this thing a little bit national, as we do once in a while. Our good friend from Max Preps, Zach Poffel, joining us. Zach, thanks so much for checking in. We're at the end of the season, and things are shaping up in the rankings. We saw your latest rankings. American Heritage hanging in there at 3, but those two teams ahead of them, buddy, are too tough.
Yeah, man. I mean, American Heritage obviously been playing great football all season long, but, IMG limited 8 games this year, had a couple of games canceled because of Hurricane Irma, and then Modern Day, man, they're the most complete team right now. I strongly believe that, but, Heritage, they got a big game this weekend. You know, Cardinal Gibbons gave a good game last time around. And, Gibby's hungry to get this dub finally against Heritage, so.
No doubt. I mean, and we just we were talking to Donnell Bennett, one of their linebackers, and Cardinal Gibbons. I mean, they're ready. Obviously, they were on the road the last 2 weeks, two tough, very tough road games in the playoffs. Yeah. While Heritage got to sit in the homey confines of out in West Broward there and await this matchup. Certainly, you take a look at Florida as a whole. The teams this year, probably from a national perspective, weren't as good. But they did have some key wins. We talk about Central's win at Gorman. You had a couple of, St. Thomas's win over Bosco. Still a player nationally. Talk about Florida as a whole, Zach, if you can. And then, what they brought to the table this year.
Yeah, I mean, year in and year out, Florida's right there with, especially the other two big states in California and Texas. And, kind of Florida this year was like the Pac-12. They're kind of beating each other up. You look at Miami Central with Northwestern, Carroll City, those teams like that. And, Aquinas, I felt bad for them that 1 week. They played 2 games in a 5-day span and sure. Had to travel to the West Coast on top of that. So, that was just a tough matchup for them, just having to bounce back and travel to the West Coast against, a pretty good Centennial team out in Arizona.
Yep.
They're playing for a state title this weekend. So, they're a really good football team. But, Florida as a whole, they're right there with Texas and California this year. And, American Heritage is still alive to win that national championship at the end of the season. Modern Day's got 2, potentially top 15 teams coming up. They get Mission Viejo this Friday. And if they win that game, then, St. John Bosco and Corona Centennial would await them in the CIF Southern Section Championship. And then if they get past that, most likely would have to play De La Salle in the state championship game. So that's 3 tough games for Modern Day to still win. IMG not playing for a, state title, that could affect them later on. So if American Heritage wins out, they're going to still potentially have a chance to win the national championship. And, Larry, I know you're Northwestern guy, but
I know.
how impressive has their defense been without Samuel Brooks still, they shut down Miami Central for, the first 40 minutes of that game pretty much. And that's one of the most, potent offenses in the country
Yeah, one of the best running games, obviously, with some of the young kids. But you talk about that, Zach, and you talk about some of the teams, and you've had a chance to see, Modern Day, and you watch a lot of the California schools. I think a lot of the difference, too, is the quarterback play. We don't get the quarterback play that they do in California. Talk about that advantage, because you look – I mean, we watched Josh Rosen the other night. I mean, here's a guy who – I mean, USC's a pretty good football team, and he made him look pedestrian. I mean, he was making throws all over the place, but you see that all the time. California breeds that type of athlete, especially that quarterback. You look at that, the crop this year from California I saw a couple of them have already committed. It looks like a train that's not going to end because they have 2019 and 2020 quarterback prospects as well. Talk about that and do you ever see Florida getting maybe in that mix where they have one of those marquee kids like that?
You know, it's just tough. You know, obviously Florida's had some good quarterbacks in the past. I mean, you look at Aquinas with Jake Allen, you know, he led them to, you know, three straight state titles pretty much. But, you know, California, you know, they're all about pro-style offense and kind of having the same type of offenses that these Pac-12 schools and other, you know, D1 schools have. You brought up 2019 guy, JT Daniels, USC commit. He's just been lights out for modern day. And you look at modern day, you know, they've been a school that's produced big-time quarterbacks, Matt Leinart, sure, Matt Barkley, Colt Brennan. And I believe that JT Daniels has been the most polished and established modern day quarterback they've ever had. He's already broke all the Orange County area records, and he's only a junior. You know, include those three names and guys like Sam Darnold. He's thrown for more yards and touchdowns than any of those guys ever have. And, you brought up Josh Rosen. They got a quarterback there right now at St. John Bosco where Rosen went, DJ Uiagalelei.
Yep.
This kid is a 2020 guy.
Yeah, I saw him.
He's 6'4", 240 pounds, and he's really got a chance to be better than even Josh Rosen was.
Wow.
And he's got a chance to be the number one pick in this upcoming draft, obviously, if he goes. So I think California is just, that's what they're known for, is kind of having these pro-style offenses, at least the big-time programs, and establishing a very good quarterback. But at the end of the day, it comes down to having those offensive lines. That's what Bosco had with Rosen, and that's what modern day has this year, led by Tommy Brown, a future Alabama Crimson Tide. So, you know, you got to have a great offensive line if you want to have a great quarterback.
Yeah, I agree with you. Before we let you go, talk a little bit about some of the, you know, the programs that have an opportunity maybe to be a surprise over the next couple of years. I mean, you have an opportunity, especially in California, to see these kids. Do the Matter Days stay up there? Do the Boscos stay up there? Or are there some teams that maybe out of the California area that may get some national exposure over the next year or so?
Yeah, I mean, you got the big three with, you know, Corona Centennial, Modern Day, and St. John Bosco. And, you know, teams like Rancho Cucamonga, they always kind of surprise each year. And really what it comes down to is just getting the right coaches with the right players and the top recruits to, you know, fill right in and just kind of what Bill Belichick says, do your job. And that's what these kids are doing for these programs. But, you know, teams like San Clemente, there's a lot of good California teams. So,
yeah.
But modern day with, you know, JT Daniels coming back and Brew McCoy next year, they're going to be a someone to deal with again next year. But they got three more games still this year.
Yeah.
And I wanted to give a shout out, Larry, Miles Jones. This
oh,
guy doesn't
yeah.
get enough love, dude. This guy, watching the game last week.
The Gibbons killer, we call him. We call him the Gibbons killer.
Yeah, right. And, you know, Gibbons going to have to find out a game plan for number one, you know, this week. So I can't
Special.
Wait for that game. And we got another big game, Carroll City and Northwestern. That's
yeah.
going to be a fun one, man. So they're both going to be featured in our top 10 games of the week. So make sure and check that out tomorrow.
How does everybody, if they want to follow you, how they do it?
Just follow me at Twitter, man. Zach_Poff_MP. Pretty easy.
Good stuff. Hey, we're watching these. We're watching Stanton maybe going to the Giants. You better watch out.
Hey, I tell you what. Hit up Stanton. Just tell him to say no on his no trade clause, and we all good, baby.
Good stuff. Zach, thanks so much. As usual, you're a rock star. Thanks.
Hey, have a good Thanksgiving, my man.
You too. Thank you so much. Zach Poff, what a great show. Tito, thanks so much for doing what you do.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.